Montpellier Beauty, Australia FM's health and wellbeing show.
Now, we're talking today about something, it's a bit of mixed emotions, really, because we wait for the sunshine to come out. We sit there and we think, oh, you know, we've just had a long chat about the weather, which is a lot of Brits have a lot of chats about the weather. But today is sunshine and potentially whether it's good or whether it's bad for you. Now, you have more of a history than just beauty therapy. You have quite a history with a bit of a medical background as well. So your knowledge of what the sun does to skin is quite in depth. What is your opinion of what the sun's doing to
us? I speak from personal experience as well, really, being slightly more mature years. And when I was a youngster, it was quite common just to be thrown out in the garden by your parents, you know, and play out there all day. Nobody thought about sun protection at all. That was nobody's fault. We just didn't know. But we do know a lot more about it now. And I think the problem is that people hear so much information about it, and it's a little bit difficult to know what's good and what's bad. And I'd like to start off really talking about the benefits of the sun, because very often all we get is negativity and feel we should be shrouded from head to foot every time we go out of the door. In fact, we do need vitamin D from the sun. This is made in our skin when we are exposed to sunlight, and vitamin D is what we need for calcium in our bones. And lack of vitamin D leads to bone conditions, osteoporosis. There's quite a lot of research going on at the moment, whether it may be cause some heart disease. I don't want to get into all that now, but the important point is to remember is that we do need vitamin D.
So hiding from the sun
isn't always the answer. Not all day, every day, no. The good thing about vitamin D, to get a little bit scientific for a second, is it is a fat-soluble vitamin. The skin does actually store it, so it is not necessary to have it every day. So, the body obviously does have the ability to store it. There's a lot of information out there about how much sunlight is good for you. And again, I'm not here to say what's right and what's wrong, because there is so much research going into that. But 20 minutes every other day, every day, with your arms exposed is fine, as long as you're not out in the high sun burning. Mm-hmm. The problem is that the damage that the sun does to our skin is very often measured by sunburning, tanning.
What we can actually see.
That you can see, the damage that we can see, which is damage, and they're caused by the UVB rays. The UVA rays are the rays that are out there all the time.
I know that's been in conversation a lot. People who are looking for sun cream used to just look for UVB, and now everyone knows to look for UVA and UVB.
That's right. UVA radiation comes from the sun's rays, and they can't be felt or seen. I always remember B is the burning one, and UVA. UVA is the other one, which is the one, as you say, all the year round. The UVA rays are the ones that actually count for 80% of skin ageing, which when you think about that is all the year round, is quite a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Huge proportion.
A study that I was looking on somebody else's blog about the other day was saying that a 2% increase in sun damage actually ages the face by 3 years. So the UVA and UVB radiation actually affects the skin cells and their function. So, for example, a tanned skin is a result of an overproduction of melanin. This is the chemical that darkens the skin, the skin's natural response to protect itself. So we all know, really, that tan is not a healthy a healthy thing.
It's a funny thing, because everyone's... It's a healthy
so
glow,
well when
isn't
you've got
it?
A tan. I know, this is it. And this is why it is so difficult to get the message through. And I'm not saying don't have any sunlight, as I referred to earlier. You know, we do need vitamin D, but we do need to protect our skins as well.
Is protection better? You know, is it better to deal with it at the source and protect yourself than deal with it afterwards?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, as a young person, then very much that is the order of the day, is to protect your skin, protect and prevent things happening to your skin. So it's just important to do your research, know what you're using. I would advocate a 50 for most people, really, particularly if you're outside a lot, you know, just cycling, walking, all these things. We do have some lovely products here called HelioCare, which is a range of products which are sun protection, and they range from tinted to 50 plus. So anybody that wants to come in and have a try of them, I've got loads of free samples. We've got an offer on until the end of the summer with 10% off as well, so I'll just get that one in.
For many people, they have enjoyed the sun in their life, maybe not been a mega tanner, but they have caused some kind of damage to their skin.
Yes.
What can we do to, we can't completely reverse it, but we can maybe help it a little.
That's right. So it's talking, initially, protection and prevention. But yes, as you rightly say, as years go on, and myself included, the damage is there. I think it's very important to remember that your skin is like a daily diary. It doesn't forget. And it does mean that these things will come back to haunt you. Sunspots, lines, wrinkles. So yes, what do we do about it? Well, it's never too late. Never too late. I don't want people feeling, oh, you know, she won't want to see me because my skin's awful, and I like challenges and I like to be able to help people. We have various treatments here at Montpellier Beauty Therapy. We have microdermabrasion, which is a really good mechanical exfoliation, which helps just get rid of pigmentation, sunspots. It takes a course of treatments, it doesn't happen overnight. We do the LED light treatment, which again is excellent for pigmentation, fine lines and wrinkles. Very good courses of treatments, all these things are, which will help. The more advanced treatments are the microneedling, and that is very much more for the deeper lines and wrinkles and any scarring that's been caused, not by sun damage, but you know, by acne scarring as well. So yes, there's a whole myriad of treatments and products out there that can help. So I don't want anybody feeling that it is too late. If they've got pigmentation, they've got any issues like that, just come and see me and we can help.
So it's quite on a case-by-case basis. You
Absolutely.
Would see the skin, yes. Assess it and see what would work
yes,
best.
Yes, indeed. And I think that there's no one size fits all, and people really need to know that there are solutions to most problems with their skin.
And people who want to get in touch with you, you're very easy to find at Montpellier. If you are coming down by the Slug and Lettuce from up the hill from Betty's, you turn right just there and you're above the salon called And Hair. People can also go and talk to you on your Facebook page.
In my Facebook page, we have our offers on there. We've got a fantastic summer offer on at the moment. There's a list of 6 treatments, and pick any 3 for £55. So it's a really, really good offer. It's on my website as well. Just click the offers page. But yes, pop in anytime, pick up a brochure and give me a ring.
Okay. Judy from Montpellier Beauty Therapy, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Montpellier Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.